Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
PM Team Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates Fan Text Line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Jason Mackey in 20 minutes or so joins us, our Penguins insider. And there's a lot to talk about with this team. A lot of players on the Penguins specifically to talk about, which is as you would hope it would be, of course. And yet, with Penguins Capitals in the offing, all I really think about here is a guy playing on the other squad. Sidney Crosby's been really good. He's thrusting himself into the MVP discussion at the very least, and of course the all-important Selke Trophy discussion. Matt Murray was lights out against the Bruins, has been largely very good, which almost more than anything would be the most encouraging sign for this team. And yet, given that they've won two of the last three cups, it is unusual, though maybe appropriate, that most of my attention is focused on somebody that plays for the other guys, because the other guys are the team that won that other cup in the last 3 years, and that other guy is Tom Wilson. And when I think of him, and when I think of how the discussion in this town used to go with Tom Wilson, I always think about people framing everything he was or wasn't against the backdrop. Like, he was legitimately tough, right? Everyone knew he was a tough customer. You couldn't mess with Tom Wilson. But it was always there was always a little vibe of, well, Tom Wilson will screw things up in the end for his team. Tom Wilson's not going to be able to control himself enough to really help the Capitals. But they won it last year, so he did. Tom Wilson gets suspended for a brutal preseason hit, right? Tom Wilson, it was on Oscar Sundquist. Tom Wilson never seems to check his behavior. He seems to be a guy that's going to make the NHL prove that they don't want him in the league or something like that. And you can no longer say that he hamstrings the team, his team, with his efforts. And now that I look at him, the Capitals on a tear of late, 9-1 in their last 10, winners of 14 of their last 19, 7 in a row, 89 points to have taken back first place in the Metropolitan Division, and comfortably so over the Penguins at least. The Penguins still very much in we need to keep winning mode because they're a little tenuous right now. When I think about Tom Wilson, I think of a guy that is a major help, and I think of a guy that is the most prominent actor, even on a team with Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, Holtby, etc. He is the most prominent guy in the Caps. And I think, given that Vontaze Burfict feels like a bit of a distant memory right now, he's ascended to public enemy number one status here. And yet when I continue to suss out the thought here and pull at the string a little bit more, understanding that yesterday my whole thing with Antonio Brown was the ends justify the means, if you're the Capitals, if you're a Caps fan, the ends justify the means, do they not, when it comes to this guy? He plays right on the razor's edge and often steps right over a line. I mean, the line in the sand for him is very squiggly. It's not linear at all. It's just kind of here and there, and he habitually oversteps it. He's worth it to them. How could he not be? The Penguins made a trade that involved a first-round pick, fairly precious currency in any sport, that brought in Ryan Reeves. The purpose of bringing in Ryan Reeves was to try to make sure that they didn't get bullied again by Tom Wilson. You know, though, if you've watched hockey, that having Ryan Reeves skating around there threatening to beat the tar out of Tom Wilson doesn't actually dissuade Tom Wilson, who, like most hockey players, might be clinically insane, from doing what he's going to do. Penguins spent a first-round pick and sent Sundquist over there for Reeves. Penguins got slower when they traded away Carl Hagelin for Tanner Pearson. That didn't work. So when they flipped Tanner Pearson, were they looking to get faster again? Were they looking? Was Jim Rutherford looking? A man who traded away Jamie Oleksiak back to his original team after talking a bunch of smack involving Tom Wilson and Oleksiak? Was Jim Rutherford, when he was trying to flip Pearson, looking for a guy that maybe got faster, had a certain set of skills? No. He looked for Eric Gudbranson, thought by many people, and he's been better than people thought so far, I admit that, thought by many to be one of the worst top six defensemen in the NHL. He brought him in from Vancouver. Why? Because he's tough. Because, the subtext here, and it's not even subtext, is that he would handle business, if it ever came to that, against Tom Wilson. I can't help but think of Wilson and think he is an asset. And on some level, I don't wish he played for the Penguins, because I would feel like squirmy, sort of. I would feel a little bit gross cheering for the guy. I felt gross cheering for Matt Cook, who was a very useful player for the Penguins. Was part of the best third line in hockey the year they won it in 2009. I didn't feel great about cheering for him. So I don't know if I'd feel awesome about Tom Wilson being around here, but there's no denying he's useful. I'm wondering, too, if people just look at him and say, I wish they were the team that just had him and had to put up with whatever the BS was with him, which is him getting suspended, him occasionally becoming public enemy number one, him being vilified, with the return being on the investment that you have him, nobody else does, and everybody else tries to account for him when he's on the ice against your team. The Penguins have that with Crosby, they have that with Malkin, they have that with Kessel. They've assembled a team of very skilled scorers. So have the Capitals, and they happen to have Tom Wilson, and he's become an asset. There's got to be some part of you that, even if you hate everything he kind of stands for, you think he's a menace to the game, he's a useful one. Matt Cook was a huge menace. The hit on Savard is as bad as any hit almost I think I can remember in the last decade in the NHL. But he was a useful player. He was an agitator. People hated him. He got people off their games. He distracted opponents. He made them so rage blind that they stepped way outside their usual comfort zone or their usual MO of playing hockey to try to handle him. That was an asset for the Penguins. That's what the Penguins have done, at least at the general manager's level, when it comes to Tommy. So Tom Wilson says he doesn't expect fans to like him. Well, no crap, dude. Obviously. The problem here is that, for the Penguins at least, is that organizationally they seem to have taken a fan-like mindset to some extent with this guy, where he might, you could argue, be indirectly affecting the way they conduct some of their business, might indirectly be influencing some of their moves with his mere presence. It's sort of amazing. It's a game, by the way, that the Penguins still need to win. Like, I feel like people look at them 4 up on the Blue Jackets, 4 up on the Canadiens in terms of points with the same number of games played by all three teams. And people look at the Canadiens being pretty middling of late, 5-5, Blue Jackets, same thing, Penguins 6-2-2, and people say, well, they're starting to get a little bit clear here. 4 points clear. This is a game they need to win pretty badly. It's a prove-it game, but they're all prove-it games when you need to keep getting W's to stave off the possibility that you don't even get a chance at Tom Wilson in the playoffs because, you know, you're sitting there and you're eliminated. You're on the golf course. They haven't... You realize nobody's been able to Photoshop a golf bag into a Penguins video or a Penguins picture like we've done with the Flyers for so many different times since Crosby and Malkin paired up together over a decade ago, back when Craig didn't even know what hockey was. Craig's still, like, shaking his head at me like he might not know what it is. They got to win this game. They have Buffalo, who's struggling, St. Louis, Philly, then Carolina, Nashville's a rough little stretch. Nashville again before the end of the season. They have one home and one away there. Carolina again, so they have 4 total there. The rest of the schedule is pretty soft. This would be one of those, not gravy games, but this is one, if you get it, you start to feel really good. Especially if you get it in regulation. You start to feel like this team is peaking both in how they are playing and also getting clear enough of that bottom of the heap that you don't have to feel so nervous about them. I just look at some of the stuff in this Jason Mackey piece, and Jason Mackey is going to join us in about 10 minutes, our Penguins insider. I look at some of the Jim Rutherford quotes, and it's just, it's funny. We've all played in like high school sports probably, if you played to that level, against somebody on a rival who you hated, right? It doesn't, they rubbed you the wrong way and you could not stand them, hated their guts. And it feels like that's what it is with Rutherford. Tom Wilson, quote, couldn't run quick enough to get away from Jamie Oleksiak. And then after Wilson destroyed Oleksiak in a fight in December, quote, all I know is in that fight, Wilson didn't even give Oleksiak a chance to get his gloves off, end quote. And this is the beauty if you're a Caps fan. Wilson, what does he say? Quote, I just go out there and try to play. Whatever they want to say is fine. I'd be surprised if they were going out for the game thinking about me. That there's other guys in this room. We've got a lot of different weapons. What people don't realize, you have Brooks Orpik, you have Oshie, you have a number of guys who battle extremely hard every night. It's a team game. Maybe so, but nobody on that team that happens to be first suddenly and 6 points up on the Penguins in the Metropolitan Division, nobody on that team stirs the passions like Tom Wilson. Nobody makes the needle move, usually to the red area, as in like eyes red with rage, like Tom Wilson. And for me, it's probably happened over the last, 18 months, maybe 2 years even. With the Capitals coming to town, the guy that commands all the attention for me, a Penguins fan, a season ticket holder, is not Alexander Ovechkin, the league leader in goals. It's old Tommy Wilson. And we're going to talk about him, among other things, because we got a lot of Penguins stuff to discuss with our Penguins insider, Jason Mackey, coming up next. Andrew Filippone's at the airport waiting to go to Charlotte, where he's going to gorge himself on basketball, beer, other drinks, food, basketball, more basketball, also some basketball. He's not here, but he might be here in spirit or just listening on his phone. I don't know. Jason Mackey's next on the PM team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.